The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Lord, to you, Lord.
The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depths of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. The Gospel of the Lord. On this President's Day, do you mind if we talk about liturgical furniture for a moment? Did you know that the chair a priest occupies in the Mass is called the presidential chair? In a sense, every priest at Mass is the president of the liturgy because he presides over the assembly of the faithful and directs the liturgical action, who goes where. Indeed, the three principal prayers a priest recites are technically called presidential prayers. The collect at the beginning, the prayer over the gifts at the altar, and the post-communion prayer back at the chair. But one stipulation is abundantly clear about the style of the presidential chair. Namely, it should not resemble a throne or appear grandiose. Do you remember that rather large and very ornate chair that stood in the center of the altar area before we built the new back altar? That was precisely the kind of chair that we should not use for the priest at Mass. Why not? Well, because a priest at Mass should more closely resemble a president than a monarch. And that distinction is important. A priest sits in a presidential chair because he does not act on his own authority, but rather on borrowed authority. That is, he acts on behalf of Jesus, who is the true priest, who presides at the altar and indeed at all the sacraments. Similarly, a president does not or should not act on his own authority as he sits in the Oval Office. Instead, he acts on behalf of the people of the United States who elected him. In other words, both the priest and the president occupy an office symbolized by a chair, which exists to do someone else's will, not their own will. This distinction and potential conflict between one's personal will and the larger public will was highlighted back in the 1960 presidential election between John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon. Looks like some of you might have been around at the time. Many painted Kennedy as a Catholic who would be a puppet of the Pope and thus compromise the independence of the United States as a sovereign nation. In order to dispel those views, Kennedy delivered a memorable speech to the Greater Houston Ministerial Association, mostly Baptists, in which he explained how he would balance his faith and his politics. He stated, "I do not speak for my church on public matters, and the church does not speak for me." Later, he stated even more strongly, But if the time should ever come when my office would require me to either violate my conscience or violate the national interest, then I would resign from the office. And I hope any conscientious public servant would do the same. In other words, his personal will would no longer let him perform the public trust, so he would feel obligated to relinquish the president's chair. We might apply Kennedy's conviction to the priestly ministry as well. Priests are ordained to do someone else's will, not their own, especially when we preside at the liturgy, at the Mass, and sit in the presidential chair. That is, we should be obedient to the will of Jesus, who sent us to this particular parish. And our Lord's will is manifested through the bishop and the universal church's liturgical norms. And our obedience to Christ's will is for your benefit as well, because you are not here because this is the church of Father John or the church of Father Savio, but because it is the Roman Catholic Church. And all that symbolic and sacramental power I am entrusted with is present every time I plop down in the president's chair at Mass. This conflict between personal will and the public good is precisely what perturbs Jesus in the gospel today about the Pharisees. They ask for a sign from heaven to test him for their own satisfaction, and he sighed from the depths of his spirit. Why was Jesus so exasperated with them? Because the Pharisees had forgotten their role as servants of the people and ministers of God's covenant. They had arrived at that juncture Kennedy had warned, where they should have abdicated their public office for the sake of the national interest and serving the people. Instead, they allowed their personal interest to override the public good, and they stayed in office, and they crucified the Messiah. Today on President's Day, we get a day off from work and school. So let's use that extra time to pray for all those who sit in presidential chairs, presidents of the United States, and priests of the Roman Catholic Church. The chair we occupy is not a symbol of personal power. Hence, it does not resemble a throne, but a sign of the public trust, the trust of the people of the United States, or the trust of the people of God. And if the day should ever come when we choose our personal will over the will of the one who sent us, we should resign the office. Praised be Jesus Christ.